as happy as a clam this morning. Where did that expression come from? You're Chef John.
I don't know. That's a good point.
See? You think he knows everything that I've thrown at him over 38 years, but he doesn't know the answer to that. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash. I really could not be any happier, or I would be, this morning, because we have a full house. John Ash, Chef Extraordinaire, Emily Ash.
Chef Extraordinaire.
Good morning, Emily Ash.
Good morning.
Get close to the microphone.
Nice to see you.
And we have a wonderful guest who we have a long history, a wonderful history with, and that's Gail Sullivan from the Dry Creek Peach and Produce Company. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How many times have you been?
We started our very first year. I remember you
really?
Invited. Wow. Yeah, it was 2001. That it's our 25th year.
Wow.
And
amazing.
You had me on that very first year, and I was scared to death. And you were both so nice. Having come from the tech world, anyway, press was not always that way. So anyway, it was a real treat to get to talk to you.
May I share this letter? Dear Steve and John, thank you for inviting us to participate in your show on Saturday. What a wonderful program you and John do. And honoring us to be a part of it. You're lovely, talented interviewers. I can't believe how quickly the hour passed. My husband and I appreciate your support, and we look forward to working with you again. Also, thanks for your feedback and the contacts. Most sincerely, Gail and Brian Sullivan. And this is dated August 4th, 2001.
Wow.
So that was the week before, July 28th, that you had joined us on the Saturday when you had just purchased the fall of 2000,
right,
the 6+ acres Dry Creek Peach and Produce from Johanna and Steve Monroe, who had joined John and me in the late 1990s when they were doing the farm. So we wanted to continue the lineage with you and Brian, and here we are in 2025, and we haven't seen you really since COVID.
I know. So it feels really nice to be back with you two.
So you were really a city slicker and came up to the country to begin a whole new life. Right? Isn't that right?
Yes, it is true. But, it was shortly after our son was born that we knew we were going to raise Patrick in San Francisco because of Brian's job, which was in the finance world. But we also wanted him to experience kind of a non-city outside of that and the Four Seasons and a different type of work. And so it was shortly after Patrick was born that we bought the farm. And it was truly timing. You know, it is and continues to be the only dedicated and organic peach farm in Sonoma County.
Amazing.
So it's not as though we were looking for a peach farm. It was more timing, and we were ready to kind of jump in and do something a little different than what we had been doing in the past. And it's worked out really well. We love our farm, and now we're up here full time.
25 years,
and it flew. I mean, it's just hard to believe that it's been that long. It's been a great 25 years.
Well, and I think you probably couldn't have done this without your farm manager.
Yeah, Eusebio Sayago. That was very key when we purchased the farm, that Eusebio stay on. And it's really Eusebio and his family that manage the farm and the operations.
Is it Marie? Or who's this? Does he have a wife?
Nope. It's just Eusebio and some of his nephews. And for a long time, it was his brother and just all different family members that are involved. So the Sayago family really work the orchard. And then Brian and I manage, the operations and the distribution. And in the summer, that's when harvest takes place. So
when you had bought the farm, that's a terrible expression. Bought the farm. No, that's not good. Purchased the orchard.
Right.
Didn't you have about 1,000 trees at one time?
Yeah, we still have about 1,000 trees. But the amazing thing was the very first harvest for us happened to be the biggest harvest ever in the history of the farm.
Well,
so the people that, the Monroes that we bought from had never seen anything like it. So all of a sudden, here we are, and the farm is producing more than, they'd ever seen. So it was a true lesson. And it just, with a perishable product, You just have to pick it, and you pick it in what it, with whatever fruit is ripe out there. So we learned a lot. I have to say it was a lot of volume moving it quickly, but you know, we've never had a year like that ever again in 25 years. So it was crazy. So anyway, we certainly made it through, and it taught us a lot. So it was good.
How many varieties are you growing?
Yeah, we grow about 30 varieties of peaches, mm-hmm. and we start around Memorial Day with our Rich May variety. And then, you know, there's a combination. We start early with yellow and white peaches, and they're sort of cling semi-freestone. And then our next variety, which is the Suncrest and the Arctic Gem, will be the real launch of our freestone season. And that, you know, we have different varieties throughout. And then we usually conclude around Labor Day or into September. Mm-hmm. And so in between there, there's a whole slew of varieties. And we close with our Last Chance peach, and that is the one that The New York Times, when they asked chefs, a number of chefs, what they would have for their last supper. So that was the Alice Waters. She would have the Last Chance peach in late August or September. And it was from us because we're the ones that provide her, the restaurant Chez Panisse, with that peach.
When I saw Gail, I asked her, when are the O'Henrys? Because I grew up, you grew up with O'Henrys, didn't you?
Yeah.
That was the peach of America, I think, for the, in the 1950s and 60s and for a long time.
And it still is, it holds up. I mean, that is one of the best varieties. But I should add,
when is that coming?
It's on August.
August.
Yeah, right. You kind of have to wait a little bit for that one. But some of the early fruit is really incredible, too. You know, all along, I feel like we have really beautiful fruit. But what's coming up next, too, and we're going to be trying what we have right now, but we also have nectarines and we also have plums. And so the nectarines are also coming up, but probably in a couple of weeks.
Both white and yellow?
Nectarines? No, we just have a Fantasia nectarine.
Oh, one.
One variety. It is the least attractive of all the fruit we grow, I will say. And that's saying it, that's a compliment, because they really can be scary looking, but they are so delicious. It's like a power pack of flavor the minute you bite into that. I mean, it's really an exceptional fruit.
I don't think I've ever heard those words used together. a scary looking nectarine. Yeah. You know, maybe in a dark alley you see someone through, but not a nectarine.
Yeah, it'd be a good Halloween costume.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
So what's the shelf life?
I mean, that's
an issue with peaches.
Yeah, I mean, peaches are perishable. And I will say what we do, which is very different than the large growers, is we do everything by hand. And so if you were to watch Eusebio, our farm manager, and his team out there, they know by touch, you know, also other senses too, but especially touch. So they probably touch about 5 to 10 to the one that is perfectly ripe. And then they literally just twist it and hand place it in a packing bin, single layered, carefully, lovingly. Then we hand sort and hand pack. But the other big difference, and really big farmers can't do that. It has to be machine done. Both the picking, shaking of the tree, the sorting, which is done, you know, kind of by shoots. But what we also do is we go back to one tree maybe 4 or 5 times, because peaches don't, you know, ripen uniformly on the tree. So it's all about exposure to the sun. So the peaches at the top of the tree, we pick first, and then the outside, then the inside, then we go back once or twice again. So that's also what makes what we do really different. So we pick firm ripe, to answer the question.
Yeah.
And because of that, like what we had at the market this morning, we picked yesterday. So it's picked firm ripe, and you could actually just put that right in the fridge and then just bring it out as you wanted to use it. So, and that can last for days. That could probably last for a week or so. But you know, when you buy a flat from us too, you want to take it out of that liner, because the fruit kind of sweats actually. You want to take it out of the liner, and then you can, you know, you could put it in the fridge or you can keep it out. So depending on how you treat it, whether you keep it out at room temperature versus put it in a cooler climate, then that will vary the shelf life.
And put it in the fridge. I haven't heard that. I thought you were supposed to leave it on the counter. Is that why I'm not doing well with my peaches?
No, you can't. I mean, if it's picked ripe, yeah, like what we do, you know, the flavor is there. The sugars are there.
Okay.
So it's fruit that isn't picked ripe that won't, you know, won't develop
okay
much like along those lines. So.
Got it.
So you can. And it will, when you bring it out, it will soften. It will kind of sweeten up. And even okay like these Red Haven peaches that we have now, sometimes they're kind of clingy to the pit. But, you know, as they soften up, they fall away from the pit. So
I want to ask you about a variety. I think I heard you mention earlier, mm-hmm, and that's the Suncrest.
Mm.
We about 20, 25 years ago, mm-hmm, we had the pleasure of having David Masumoto
right
sit in with us on the show. And then years later, we met Nikiko, mm-hmm, his daughter, who has kind of taken over from David.
Right.
Was that his variety that he developed, the Suncrest?
No, that was an heirloom. That's an heirloom peach. Oh. And it is what he kind of resurrected.
Oh.
It's because it's this beautiful, and it is the next variety that we'll be harvesting. It's a beautiful freestone peach, but it doesn't have the red skin that many of the newer varieties have. So it's very yellow skin, a little bit thicker. And because it's so yellow, it shows everything. So you touch it and it shows the blemishes. So it shows any kind of fault the fruit may have. So it makes it a really hard fruit to market, because the minute you touch it, you see that
it bruises.
It does, and so it discolors. But it's a beautiful, flavorful peach, and it has, you know, that balance mm-hmm of sweet and acid that's just right. So, so that's what he did. He kind of brought back a variety
that.
Mm-hmm, that wasn't in favor.
Uh-huh. Well, devotees of fruit will know and appreciate this. So you do, you're still selling them and still growing
oh
them.
Yeah it's okay. Beautiful. We'll have them next week. We should have, you know, depending on the weather, everything uh-huh is depending on the weather, and if something changes, of course not, but it looks like we'll have them next week. And then, you know, whenever we harvest a variety, because we go back four or five times to pick it, a variety usually lasts about 2 weeks.
And the farm stand, didn't it just open?
We opened in June, last month. Right. I mean, yeah, so recently, and it's only open right now Wednesdays at noon, because right now, you know, our volume, we're not at our peak of volume, so we start in June and it builds in July, and then our peak is really August into September, and so we're open, out in the Dry Creek Valley, Yoakum Bridge. On our website, you can find it, drycreekpeach.com, but yes, it's every, so far, Wednesday afternoon at noon.
And it only goes till about 1, right? Because you sell all of your flats very quickly.
Yeah, it can move pretty quickly. So I never say a closing time because we don't know. And we usually, when we have a limited supply, we run out.
But do you have a hotline that someone can call?
No.
and find out what varieties you're selling on that website?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we have a newsletter, and I send out a newsletter every week just to let people know what varieties we are harvesting. And when, you know, if we have a limited supply, if we have a lot of fruit. So I try and give people a heads up that either we're going to have just a little bit, but I'll never say a close time because we honestly don't know. So arriving around noon is usually a good thing to do if you want to get the fruit.
Okay, we'll take a break. Gail Sullivan from Dry Creek Peach and Produce, joined by the Ash Clan. Well, I'm glad I didn't say the other word. It's Emily Ash along with Dad, Chef John Ash, in the KS Arto Kitchen. I'm Steve Garner. And when we come back, we'll talk about some great weekend grilling recipes from Chef John Ash. That's the Weekend to Grill.
The Sonoma County Legal Line. Get answers to your legal questions on a wide variety of issues. Real answers from Satare Law, a personal injury law firm powerhouse.
I was involved in a car accident sustaining injuries. I was not at fault. Should I hire a personal injury attorney?
Personal injuries can be emotionally and financially devastating. Daniel Satare is an attorney who specializes in personal injury law with extensive experience in auto, bicycle, and motorcycle accidents, wrongful death, and more.
My partner suffered spinal injuries in a car accident. accident and we don't have health insurance. Can we get the other insurance company to pay for upcoming treatments and lost wages?
Daniel Sitare and his team will guide you through the challenging issues of a personal injury case, always protecting your legal rights. Get answers to your legal questions on a variety of issues. Real answers from law offices like Sitare Law. Find out if you need a lawyer and make an informed decision. Go to KSRO.com now and click on the Sonoma County Legal Line.
Starting your own business can be challenging, but Exchange Bank is here to help. Hi, I'm Jim Curry, branch manager at Exchange Bank, where we invest in Sonoma County. That means helping local businesses to get started and keep growing. A small business loan from Exchange Bank can make all the difference when you're getting a new business off the ground and as you meet the challenges along the way. Here's Phoebe from Lace House Linen.
Our commercial laundry in Petaluma has banked with Exchange since 1915. We appreciate the service, smiles, and support that we get from a local bank. Exchange Bank has been an extraordinary partner over the years with the necessary loans to expand and buy new equipment. We operate every day knowing that our money is secure and growing at Exchange Bank.
If you own or are starting a small business, Exchange Bank is here for you. Visit exchangebank.com for more information. Exchange Bank, investing in Sonoma County since 1890. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 643948. All loans are subject to credit approval.
Need information on healthcare options, transportation services, or assistance with daily activities? Try the Sonoma County Aging and Disability Resource Directory. This comprehensive directory is a treasure trove of local services and programs tailored to our vibrant community. If you're an older adult and looking for social activities, or someone with a disability seeking adaptive technologies, the 2025 Sonoma County Aging and Disability Resource Directory has you covered. Go to agingdisabilitysonomacounty.org, powered by Ungaro and Sons.
This is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Serving in the military requires great sacrifices, not just for one's country, but also for one's family. Not surprisingly, divorce for soldiers is especially difficult, and it raises a number of challenges that are peculiar to military divorce, things such as deployments, relocation, retirement benefits. These issues can be complicated. So if you're a soldier facing such challenges, go to CordellCordell.com.
3 East 3rd, San Mateo. CordellCordell.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Well, we're in Peach Heaven this morning with me, Steve Garner, but the reason we're in Peach Heaven is because Gail Sullivan from Dry Creek Peach and Produce is joining me, Chef John Ash and daughter Emily Ash.
Hello, hello.
Hello, everybody. And why don't we talk about some of John's great grilling recipes that are perfect for this Sunday and actually for the rest of the summer. We started with grilled brined shrimp with a grilled corn salsa. And have you been checking out the corn recently? It is fantastic.
Really good.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know exactly why, but there's a lot of it and it's really reasonably priced. Mm-hmm. Why is brining shrimp so important? I mean, if you come from water, why do they need more water?
Well, what it does is it the salt that is in the brine, hence the word brine, it actually has the shrimp fatten up.
It does, plump up?
Yeah.
Retain that moisture?
Yeah, yeah.
So when you throw it on the grill, it doesn't dry out?
Right.
How long would you usually brine shrimp?
Not too long.
Half hour?
At most.
At most?
Yeah.
Oh.
So okay. you could do it even less than that. Often when I remember when we would do I'm sorry.
At the restaurant.
Yeah. We'd brine them for, you know, 10 minutes.
Oh, quick.
Yeah.
A quick brine.
Yeah.
You use salt and brown sugar for this brine. So you can do that. You make a little marinade with olive oil, parsley, some garlic, red pepper flakes, a little white wine. Then you put your shrimp on the Barbie, and then you serve it with a grilled corn salsa. And this is really simple to do, isn't it, with some...
It is. Well, the corn is sweet. Mm-hmm. It has that wonderful sugar in it, and the grilling of it brings out even more of that sweetness.
And with some poblano peppers or jalapeno, red onion, a little olive oil, lemon juice, the taste. Oh, and you add a little... couple teaspoons of honey to the salsa. That's an interesting, you know, that's John Ash. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does those type of things. Here's one called grilled beef tagliata with rosemary, capers, and lemons. Emily, do you have any experience with this dish?
I do. I'm not the biggest meat eater, I'll be honest, but my dad made this for me years ago. And I tried it and thought it was so good. And I just love that it was so fresh, just over arugula and really bright. I seem to remember you shaving Parmesan on it, but maybe I don't remember correctly.
I think I did.
But I do remember working at a restaurant in Hollywood in Los Angeles.
Can you name it?
Is that bad? It was Campanile, where La Brea Bakery started at. And the sous chef that was there, I made it and I brought it in for him. And I went, man, I just love this. You know, just, I don't know, it was just messing around. And he went... yeah, it's pretty good. That's pretty good. And don't you know, a week later, guess what the new menu item was? And I went up to him and went, oh, you're a thief. You thief. Anyway, it was that. But I was messing with him, but I think that's the ultimate form of flattery, right? Yeah, it's a compliment saying like that was so good.
Well, you know what they say, if you're going to steal from the best.
Yeah.
Isn't that the slogan, Gail? Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah.
You've heard that slogan.
Right.
But the cool thing about this is, the grilled beef with the rosemary makes sense. Capers, but these are fried capers, aren't they?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever knew about that until you, John Ash, turned me on to, like, throw them in some oil, Steve.
They're so interesting because they're kind of crunchy.
Yeah.
And they take on a different flavor note.
Well, it rocked my world when I with my first fried capers. And you use some good New York strip steak or sirloin in that dish, and then the arugula. The next one's a grilled pork tenderloin with cranberry ketchup. Now, what is cranberry ketchup? Does it have cranberries in it? I guess it does have whole cranberries.
Yeah.
And some garlic and apple cider vinegar and a little sugar. Now, this is interesting with the red pepper flakes, but also Chinese five spice, only a half teaspoon, but that must add something to it.
It does. We forget that, and it also is something that you can keep around for a long time.
Doesn't go bad?
No.
Good, because John knows about my spice cabinet. When we've talked, he goes, throw it out. Throw that out. You shouldn't be having 25-year-old cinnamon in your cabinet. So this is basically a rub. You rub the pork tenderloin, and then you grill it. You use the cranberry ketchup. Pretty simple. We go into the fruit world. Grilled pineapple and nectarine sundaes. Now, Gail, you were mentioning about your love of grilled fruit.
Yeah, I just think grilled fruit, any fruit, and in particular peaches, too, it just brings out the juices, the sweetness, the caramelization. It just makes a very perfect way to prepare. It's a perfect way to prepare a peach.
I think a lot of people have never grilled fruit.
Yeah.
I don't think still.
Yeah, you need to not over-grill it.
It goes quick.
Yeah. You know, have a little bit. But this particular recipe I love because it has coconut, toasted coconut.
Does it ever. Look at this sweetened coconut, vanilla bean ice cream, four ripe nectarines halved and pitted.
It's really simple.
And I like this rum-lime glaze.
Yeah.
That you add to this, which is honey, dark rum, a little fresh ginger, and lime juice. That's a beautiful recipe. The grilling package, right here I'm holding in my hand, you can access on the KSRO Good Food Hour website this morning. Get grilling. We'll come back, and we're going to focus on tasting some peaches this morning with Gail Sullivan from the Dry Creek Peach and Produce Company. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash, Emily, daughter of John, joining us in the KSRO kitchen because she's never going to pass up some free peach tasting back after this.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
Attention, have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers, so don't wait. If you owe $10, $20, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-207-4545. That's 800-207-4545. Once again, that's 800-207-4545.
Voted best in the North Bay by the Bohemian, Paradise Pet Resort is the top choice for your furry friend.
We really need a getaway. When was the last time we took a vacation? Just the two of us.
Right before we got Buckley.
I know, it's so tough to leave him behind. Who's gonna spoil him like we do?
No worries, you can take that vacation. At Paradise Pet Resorts, your pet gets the royal treatment while you're away. With webcams, you can check in and watch your furry friend's wagging tail and playful antics all day long. Your pet gets playtime, socializing, belly rubs, ear scratches, and more. Plus, daycare helps burn off that extra energy, so they'll be just as relaxed as you.
This is exactly what we needed. Let's check in on Buckley.
Those webcams are a lifesaver.
Book your pet stay today. Boarding, daycare, and grooming at Paradise Pet Resorts in Roner Park and Santa Rosa. Visit ParadisePetResorts.com.
Paradise Pet Resorts.
Play ball!
It's baseball season. Mountain Mike's loves baseball. You can watch your favorite teams play while enjoying Mountain Mike's legendary crispy curly pepperoni or any of their fresh from the oven pizzas.
Rather take home so you can watch your teams with your trusty remote in hand? No problem. Order delivery or to go.
And you little leaguers deserve yummy pizza too. Take Mountain Mike's to the ballpark or bring the team in after a game for a pizza party.
Pizza the way it ought to be.
MountainMikes.com.
The Sonoma County Aging and Disability Resource Directory guides you to a better, more connected life. Because in Sonoma County, we believe in supporting each other every step of the way. Embrace the resources available to you. Don't let aging or disability limit your possibilities. Visit agingdisabilitysonomacounty.org and discover a world of support and opportunities. The 2025 Sonoma County Aging and Disability Resource Directory is now available. Go to agingdisabilitysonomacounty.org, powered by Ungaro & Sons.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth, the Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Following a fairly clear and cool overnight, we can anticipate mostly sunny skies to give us daytime highs in the high 70s and low 80s. Later this evening, we can look to partly cloudy skies, leaving us with overnight lows in the mid to high 40s. Looking ahead, temps are expected to remain in the high 70s and low 80s through Wednesday. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
In the KS Arto kitchen, we are ready to toast your 25th anniversary, Gail. Well, how are we toasting?
Well, we're toasting with a Bellini, which, you know, hails from Venice, Harry's Bar, Hotel Cipriani. And so it is a white peach puree with sparkling. Here we're using actually sparkling water, but in Italy it's typically with a little bit of Prosecco. And it's, you know, I have to say, we went finally made it to Venice about a year and a half ago. And we went to Harry's Bar, and I was so impressed with those Bellinis. They are beautiful. They're just the right texture. They're the right color and flavor. Really impressive. Because, you know, the recipes on our website, it is not an easy, you know, it's a process to get to this little bit of mix. So anyway, but they are, it is delicious. A summertime treat.
What do you like about the texture? When you say texture, do you like something a little, like that has a little pulp to it or not?
Yeah, so what we do is we blend up, and it's always with a white peach. I mean, that is tradition. And, you know, of all of our 30 varieties, we have one called the Spring Snow, which we use to make our own batch of Bellinis because it retains this pink color. And how you make it is you keep the skin on. So you pit it, then you blend it with a little bit of simple syrup and a little bit of lemon juice. But I put it through a chinois. So it filters, you know, that acts as a pretty serious filter because I don't like it too pulpy. Some people probably like it very pulpy anyway. So I use a fine chinois. And anyway, it just creates this kind of a texture. But to me, one of the most important qualities is the color and that pink blush color.
It's so pretty.
And that's what's hard to achieve when fruit oxidizes so quickly whenever it's exposed to the air. So you have to be really quick about making them. And that's what's so impressive about Harry's Bar, because so many people come in there for their Bellinis and they are just serving them up and they're beautiful and delicious. So we were so impressed.
It's really delicious. It has water, lemon juice, white peaches, and sugar. Pretty easy pureeing all this together. But you got to get really drop-dead beautiful peaches for this.
You do. And for us, it's ours. You know, it's a Spring Snow. It's a certain type of a white peach that we have. It's
so it
the first
like
one.
With any recipe, there has to be another story behind it. Was there a Chef Bellini? There had to be someone who came up with this.
Well, yeah, there was at Harry's Bar, but it's actually that pink blush color is named after the painter Bellini and that beautiful pink blush.
There was a painter named Bellini. Do you
know
his work, Emily?
I can't say that.
But, John, you were an art major, so have you heard of, have you heard of Bellini?
Oh, yeah. He was one of those who did those very fancy schmancy, you know, voluptuous women.
Although that guy.
Right. So so that yeah. beautiful pink blush.
Yeah.
We're taking a turn this morning.
We're going art history now.
Well, I'll never drink a Bellini quite the same way. Thank you, Gail. And now let's dive right into our tasting of your ripe fruit. What do we have on the platter here?
Right. So this is just what we're harvesting right now at Dry Creek Peach. And, you know, just about every week it's different. The varieties we have, where they are in the season or in the picking process. So we will start, and this is unusual. We don't usually have a spring crop of Black Mission figs. We usually just have the fall crop, or we don't usually have this early kind of a crop. So we will start with the Black Mission fig. And again, because it's typically our fall, and it's our fall is a very big season, but anyway, I love black. I love figs,
so
and I love Black Mission figs. And one of my favorite recipes, I think, is your recipe with a black fig tart. Anyway, I think it's such
a John Ash black fig tart.
Black Mission fig tart.
Oh, it's good.
Do you know what's interesting? I have a couple of big fig trees. They don't have any figs.
Well, we don't normally either, so this is an unusual year for us. Do you have Black Mission figs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. We don't. This is very, very rare.
I have both the Black Mission and the White Mediterranean. Neither tree has.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't.
But you still love those beautiful fig leaves, don't you?
Yeah.
They're pretty trees.
They are beautiful.
Can't you wrap a lot of wonderful things in those fig leaves and throw them on the grill?
Oh, gosh, absolutely. Fish, you know, you name it. It just adds. So the next, what we're going to try next are, those are our Santa Rosa plums. And we only grow three different plums. This is the first of the three that we grow. And I think the Santa Rosa plum is
we're all shaking our head of like, this
so
is so good.
It's so good because
it tastes
like
honey.
I know, but it's tart around the skin, then it's sweet in the flesh, and then it's tart again when you get closer to the pit. It's like your mouth goes through all these different phases with this one little bite.
You should share the history of Santa Rosa plum, which was our local
Luther Burbank.
Luther Burbank. like many, so many of our fruits that we enjoy. And I will say the second plum is the Howard Miracle that we grow, that we grow on our farm, which is also another one of a Luther Burbank, I guess, created. Yeah, he created. And okay, a funny thing with the Santa Rosa plum, and this is taking us a little aside, but we've been to Africa one time in our life, and we went in January, and the first, we arrived in South Africa outside of Cape Town, and we went out for dinner at this, in the Stellenbosch region. The, on the menu, you know, we ordered dinner, and on the menu was a Santa Rosa plum tart.
Wow.
I'm like, are you kidding me? This is so incredible. Yeah,
that's
Luther
amazing.
Burbank is all over the world.
Yeah. Wow.
And I know he was world famous.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, in terms of inventors, he was kind of considered up there.
You were there in January.
I was there in January.
But that would be summer.
There.
Pretty much for them. So they were harvesting.
Middle of summer.
The middle of summer, but I couldn't believe it. It was a Santa Rosa plum tart.
Did you get up and shout from the rafters? I'm from Sonoma County. I know Luther Burbank.
This is true. I'm from Santa Rosa.
And you brought them.
No, I did not.
That's a beautiful story.
I couldn't believe it. I was just, and it was our very first day, our very meal. Just like, wow, it all comes back.
Yeah.
It all circles back
circle,
and around.
Yeah.
What's our next piece?
Oh, yeah. So the next piece is our traditional yellow.
Oh, yes. That's pretty.
And it's, you know, it's called the Red Haven.
Oh,
it
hails,
you know, it's that nice, sweet and tart. It's a Michigan peach, so, you know, I feel like this is what you think of when you think of a yellow peach. I think you think Red Haven.
A Michigan peach?
Yeah, this is where it was developed.
Oh.
So, yeah, you know, in that Lake Michigan area. Yes, so our, you know, different varieties come from, you know, different regions, and anyway, but it grows well here in our Sonoma County and up in the Dry Creek Valley.
It's really good
and so much better than some of the ones that I've gotten in this store. I mean, it's like a whole other fruit.
I know, and a lot, you know, really, peaches ripen best on the tree. So if you pick too early, it's hard for that fruit to really develop, and it will sweeten, and it does soften up, and it does change, but to really ripen, like any fruit, right, it needs to stay on its source as long as is almost physically possible, which is what we try and do, is pick it, you know, as late as we can, but still handle it.
So,
it has to be manageable.
So are you working on any new varieties that we haven't seen yet?
No. I mean, we have 30 varieties.
Yeah,
anything, we
enough.
Are trying to narrow down those varieties. We're not working on new ones. You know, there are certain ones that just grow well. Now we know that really grow well given the conditions. And the conditions are always changing because they are always changing. But we know some that do really well and others that have a harder time.
Mm-hmm. So we've started with the Black Mission Fig. We moved on to Luther Burbank Santa Rosa Plum, which was beautiful. Then the Red Haven. And do we have one more?
Yeah, and this is a nice white peach. And, you know, this is called a Sugar Lady. And white peaches are considered subacid, you know, so they don't always have that tartness to counter the sweetness. Mm. So sometimes people think of white peaches as sweeter, and it's not that their sugar content is that much higher. Mm-hmm. It's just that there isn't the acid base to counter it. And sometimes they tend to have a higher water content, so the texture can be different and almost sometimes a little more pear-like in a way.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So, you know, it's a different experience. Some people love them. The Asian culture, you know, just loves white peaches.
And
so
what variety is this one?
Sugar Lady.
Mm-hmm. We'll take a break because we're with the Sugar Lady. Gail Sullivan from Dry Creek Peach and Produce Company with our Guided Tasting. When we come back, we're going to go through the beautiful selection of peach recipes that John Ash has developed over the past 20 plus years. We have just posted those on the KSRO website. It is like you've died and gone to heaven when you see this variety of peach recipes from John Ash. Emily Ash joining us in the studio. I'm Steve Garner. Back right after these messages.
Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
Hi, everybody. Jay Leno here. You know, I love doing live stand-up comedy. No politics, no lectures. I'm not giving you my opinion on every issue of the day. Just nothing but jokes. So come by, check it out, and we'll have a lot of fun. Oh, it's clean, too.
Jay Leno live on stage with very special guest Arsenio Hall. Saturday, July 19th, the event at Graydon Resort and Casino. Reserve seats are on sale now at GraydonResortCasino.com.
Come on by. Check out the show.
It takes courage to farm and ranch through agriculture's ups and downs. With American Ag Credit, you're not alone. We've been there for more than 100 years, and we'll continue to be there for what's ahead. We're built for you and for farmers like Travis Coder of Coder Farms.
Agriculture has a lot of really radical swings, and when somebody will sit there and stare you in the eye and doesn't blink when you're in the tank and doesn't blink when you're on top of a mountain for 20 years, what else can you ask for?
American Ag Credit. Your future grows here. Visit agloan.com for more.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, and today what I'm calling Peachalooza with Gail Sullivan from Dry Creek Peach and Produce, Emily Ash and John Ash joining me this morning. And what is our final tasting here, Gail?
Oh, yes. So this is peach jam. Mm-hmm. So, and we have two different types of peach jam. So we have the yellow made from our rich maize, and then the white made from our spring snows.
Oh boy.
And these are, you know, we do this early on because they're cling peaches, and a lot of people, you know, anyway, cling peaches work well in the jam making process. So anyway, we always do a big batch very early on, and if we can, we do a big batch at the end of the season with our last chance. So those are kind of our, that's what we do at certain points
they're
in our season.
Bookends to the season.
Yeah, and I, you know, that first year going back to 2001 when we had more fruit than was, you know, the farm had ever produced, we started making jam because we had so much fruit. And, you know, the fruit, we graded into different levels, like one being perfect, two slightly flawed, and then our threes are kind of bakery quality, and that's what we use to make the jam. And whenever we harvest, we always have some kind of a mix of all those different kind of qualities or stages or levels. So anyway, we started making jam our very first year, and we've been doing it ever since.
So people can pick up jars of this at the fruit stand on Wednesday, is that
yeah.
correct?
Yeah, and at the farmer's market. So Brian was there. I was there earlier, but I don't know, Brian's probably done. but at the farmer's market, too.
Is Healdsburg, is that what?
Healdsburg right now, because we have a little more limited supply. And then hopefully, you know, as we move through the summer and when we get more into our high volume season, mm-hmm. which is, again, August and September, we'll be able to go out to Santa Rosa.
Okay. Original certified up there at
the certified at the Luther Burbank Center. Okay. Yeah. So that's where we also started, you know, first year.
Yeah.
At right. that market.
So here's John Ash's ultimate, and honestly, I don't use the word ultimate too often, but this is an ultimate peach recipe package. Let's go through some of these.
It really is.
What a beautiful way to start a toast, the peach opal basil lemonade. And that's using the opal basil leaves with some peaches, fresh ginger, little honey, lemon juice. And you like to add a little Riesling or Gewürztraminer, be our guest. Don't need to. That's a beautiful dish. Then we move to the peach and prosciutto bruschetta. Oh, gee. On what, sourdough? On baguette?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That you would use this for?
You could do it on anything. The sourdough, I think, is especially delicious with these. Yeah.
Next one is this spicy cold peach soup with piquito crab. I think a lot of people don't think of doing fruit soups in general, cold fruit soups. Mm-hmm. But this one must do beautifully, and that's with dead ripe, you mentioned, yellow peaches or nectarines pitted, some Greek-style yogurt, lime juice, a little chipotle or adobo for a little heat, orange juice, a Persian cucumber. Those are the thin, narrow ones. They're tastier than the big, curvy ones. Salt, a little piquito crab meat. And even is the canned or frozen, is that pretty good, the canned crab meat?
It's delicious. It's like good Dungeness crab.
It is.
Meat, yeah.
And is it you buy this refrigerated, I guess,
frozen? Usually frozen. Oh. And piquito is a variety that we don't see out here so often. It's an Eastern variety, East Coast.
But our Dungeness would work beautifully.
They would work wonderfully.
Then it's the arugula salad with grilled peaches. Well, Gail, there we go. If you're grilling the peaches.
So delicious.
Mortadella and robiolo. I like saying that. Mm-hmm. Is that a kind of a, what is, I don't know, is it a kind of a cheese? What is robiolo?
It's a cheese that is a mixture of three different milks. So cow's milk, sheep's milk, and goat's milk.
Oh, how beautiful. Can you find that?
Yeah, you can.
And mortadella, we know about this type of cured Italian meat. And then we have a little olive oil, virgin olive oil, so arugula, and white wine vinegar. Lovely dish.
So this is one of those things that's worth spending a little time looking for. True mortadella is really a sublime. It's a cold meat, you know. And its home is Bologna in Italy.
Well, a place to get maybe this type of meat, a really high quality, would be Journeyman meat up in Healdsburg. Yeah. They probably maybe even make their own up there.
I'm sure they probably do.
Fire and ice peach salad with feta, figs, and prosciutto. Well, that's pretty easy to find feta. You can get good figs now. Gail's getting them up there. And prosciutto. Is there a decent domestic prosciutto that you would use?
Sure.
There are some good ones at this point. You don't have to buy the super expensive Italian ones.
No.
And feta cheese, do you have an allegiance to any brand? The Greek feta, to me, is always about the best. Do you think the domestic is good too?
I kind of agree with you. Although my favorite, I will say, is Bulgarian feta, which is just has a delicacy to it that's really nice and not so salty.
Perfect. And the next recipe: Frise salad with peaches, crispy prosciutto, Point Reyes original blue, and maple vinaigrette. Boy, can you imagine getting a salad like that in a restaurant?
Yeah.
Next one is shrimp burgers with peach aioli. I would not think to aiolize a peach, to tell you the truth, but it sounds like it'd be a really good topping with ginger and garlic and a little lemon juice. Do you like the sound of that?
I do. That's what I'm making tonight. I'm going to try.
Barbecued shrimp with peach chutney, fresh peach chutney. And I usually just buy chutneys in jars. I should make chutney. Do you ever make chutneys, Quail?
I do. I love peach chutney. And I make it a big batch. We try and do it every summer and then just enjoy it all year round with meats, everything. It is such a nice compliment with some cheese and crackers. Delicious.
The next is easiest baby back ribs with peach barbecue sauce. Mm. I have never made a peach barbecue sauce, but now, since I have a recipe, ginger, garlic, onions, olive oil, some peach preserves, some peeled ripe peaches, ketchup, little cinnamon, vinegar, hot sauce, easy. Then we get into the desserts. Oh my gosh, there's more. My grandmother's peach cobbler. Mm. Was this really grandma's recipe, John?
Yeah, it is.
Before she passed away, she confessed that the recipe came from where? A Bisquick box. I used Bisquick.
Yeah. Yep.
And it was good.
It works.
It works really well. It's simple. It's quick. There's no reason not to make it, as you mentioned. Of course, the fruit is the star. You got to get great fresh peaches. The next one is what? Dry Creek peach cobbler? Gail, that's you.
But it's also based on Lindsay Shear from Chez Panisse's cookbook. So this is really her recipe, and I've just made some adjustments, like adding, you know, nutmeg and a few different spices. But yes, we serve it fresh. So not baking the peaches. Oh. So you bake off the cobblers, so they're sort of like biscuits in a way. And then you just put it on the fresh peaches and with a little bit of ice cream or whipping cream.
And you used to sell your cobbler mix?
Yeah, that's a new product or a newer product. So yes, we sell the dries. You still have to buy the whipping cream, you know, the wets, whipping cream and the butter to make it into the biscuit or the cobbler dough.
And the peaches.
And the peaches, yeah. But yes, so we sell that kind of ready to go.
And then we have the peach galette. There's lots of different ways of making great galette dough. And then grilled pineapple and peach sundaes. Yippee. What a recipe package. Mm. It's all there at the KSRO Good Food Hour.
We should do a cookbook, huh?
A peach cookbook.
Yeah.
Gail, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
And guiding through a wonderful tasting. A great season this June 2025.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Emily Ash.
Thank you.
And we want to get the review of your shrimp burgers you're going to make.
I'll bring it in.
Okay, John Ash, great as always. We'll see you next Saturday.
Good.
Stick around, everybody. More great listening to come. I'm Steve Garner. Thanks for listening this Saturday morning. We'll be back next Saturday at 9 a.m. for Garden Talk.
For the best place for your furry friend, welcome to Paradise Pet Resort.
Paradise Pet Resort offers all-day play in their amazing indoor and outdoor yards with daycare drop-ins for just $42 a day or grab a 10-day pass for only $380.
Need boarding? Enjoy a $56 a night rate, which includes daycare, plus no extra fees for house food or intact mails.
Your pup will love the large doggy swimming pool, and you can keep an eye on them with the webcams.
They now offer a full-service dog grooming salon for your convenience. Come take a tour of their fantastic facility anytime.
Why settle for less? The other guys charge $55 a day for daycare, and you can't even tour their kennels.
Choose Paradise Pet Resort, where your pets play all day. Visit us online or call to schedule your tour today.
Paradise Pet Resort, where tails wag and fun never ends.
Thinking about selling your home? It's a big decision, but you don't have to navigate it alone. Contact Allison and Stephanie Norman, the Norman Home Team.
What's holding you back? A low mortgage rate? While rates may stay steady, your home's value has likely increased, meaning more equity to